USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden approved a federal disaster declaration for Texas, getting some much-needed help to the state as it recovers from one of the worst winter storms to hit the Lone Star State in years. According to a statement from the White House, the declaration will provide assistance to individuals who sustained losses due to disasters and offer help in repairing public facilities and infrastructure. Texas Governor Greg Abbott thanked the president for the declaration, calling it a first step. In a release, the governor said the president's order only provides assistance for 77 of the state's 254 counties. And an engine failure aboard a 777 aircraft taking off from Denver International Airport Saturday sent large chunks of debris raining down on parts of northwest Denver. A United Airlines flight bound for Honolulu reported engine trouble and returned to Denver shortly after takeoff, scattering debris over several neighborhoods in the process. The plane landed safely, and no injuries have been reported on the ground. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
As Texas continues to struggle following this week's winter storms, the state's farmers are trying to find ways to deal with the damage that they suffered. Texas Agricultural Commissioner Sid Miller tells Fox News that Texas farmers are resilient, but the storm hit them particularly hard.
Our farmers really took it hard, you know, pouring out milk. You don't get a lower price than zero on your milk, except you actually, it's a hazard, so you have to pay somebody to, you know, to get rid of it. But we've lost, the chicken houses went down, the hatcheries, the little chicks froze to death, the incubators, they were cut off heat there, so those eggs won't hatch. And another problem we're still having, since we're not going to have the gas back on until Tuesday, our feed mills can't generate any, make any feed batches. So our dairies are out of feed. Right. Chicken houses are running out of feed. Feed lots, you know, equine facilities. I've got my people out. We're working real hard, you know, to find feed and hay.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Ford has announced another wide-ranging recall involving airbags. Lance Pry has more details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Ford is recalling more than 150,000 vehicles in North America, saying faulty airbags that can explode and hurl shrapnel. The dangerous devices contain the volatile chemical ammonium nitrate, which creates a small explosion to inflate the airbags. However, the chemical can deteriorate over time in high heat and humidity, causing the metal canister that encases it to explode. Many Ford models are involved, mainly from the years 2004 through 2012. Owners of the affected vehicles will be notified next month. You may also contact Ford for more information. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
In top 25 action from the college hardwood Saturday saw number 5 Illinois handle Minnesota 94-63. Number 8 Alabama moved to 13-1 in SEC play with an 82-78 win over Vanderbilt. Number 10 Villanova topped UConn 68-60. Number 13 West Virginia clipped number 12 Texas 84-82. Number 23 Kansas get past number 15 Texas Tech 67-61. Number 16, Florida State beat Pittsburgh 79-72. Kentucky topped number 19, Tennessee 70-55. And number 20, Missouri beat South Carolina 93-78. In action later, number 25, San Diego State will take on Fresno State. The number 1 team in the land, Gonzaga, will host San Diego. And number 7, Virginia hits the road to take on Duke. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.